The origami exhibit at Wausau's Woods and Art Museum contains resplendent evening gowns, botanically accurate flowers, human busts with facial hair, and high-tech models of molecular structures and scientific gadgets, each made from a single sheet of paper. The exhibit was introduced by origami artist and Wisconsin Public Radio host Ruth Ann Bessman.
The single sheet of paper is just amazing, the technical aspect of it and what different folders are doing to the process of folding that piece of paper.
The technical aspect of origami design is shown in airbags, in compact rocket payloads that expand into football field-sized solar energy collectors, and Bessman says in stents that are used in heart surgery.
It's collapsed as it's done in surgery to get it into the closed artery. That stent then begins to expand and open up so that it allows the blood to flow. And that's just an amazing feat.
The exhibit contains two pieces created by artist Christine Edison, who uses origami to teach math at a public high school in Chicago's gritty Austin neighborhood.
Folding in general, you can start seeing that vertical angles indeed are congruent. You can see that supplementary angles do form a straight line. It's easy to see from like visual crease patterns.
Edison says students who can't do quadratic equations can be taught geometry and algebra by folding paper.
A lot of our kids who struggle, they are really, really great at spatial skills. They find a satisfaction in it that can be very profound.
The Woodson Art Museum exhibit contains the work of 40 origami artists from 13 countries. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.